News. I'm Mike Dubusky. The United Nations International Court has ordered Israel to halt all military operations in Rafah amid Israel's brutal war with Hamas. Former United States Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Mick Mulroy says the order has limitations.
This is binding, but there is no way to enforce it. It does create more pressure that Israel is just going to have to deal with. And of course, the United States is too, as its most significant strategic partner.
Many across the country got a jump on Memorial Day weekend on Friday. ABC's Lauren Glassberg in New York City.
And I remember when I was a kid coming to Coney Island.
John Rodriguez rides up and down the boardwalk, taking in the view of the surf and the sand.
This is like the best place to be in Brooklyn.
That's where Sadie Kingswell and her mom found a prime spot.
Go on the beach, celebrate the summer.
Technically, summer doesn't start today, but it sure feels like summer.
It's summer. It's summer.
Summer actually starts June 20th. This is ABC News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has resumed his duties after handing over control to a deputy while he was undergoing a non-surgical medical procedure. ABC senior national correspondent Terry Moran says the Defense Department was not always so forthcoming about Austin's health.
President Biden and Congress have been notified of this transfer of authority this time. Last time they weren't informed, and that secrecy drew widespread criticism. Austin ultimately apologizing to the president and the country for his lack of transparency.
Austin is planning to attend Memorial Day events, according to the Pentagon. After touching down at Newark Liberty International Airport Thursday, Captain Teresa M. Claiborne is retiring after 43 years of flying, first as the first black female pilot in the U.S. Air Force and then as a captain at United Airlines. Claiborne was just one of 25 black female pilots at United Airlines, according to her website. She's logged more than 23,000 flight hours. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh, my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It'll get easier to charge your electric vehicle in 5 years. Governor Evers has announced plans for 53 new electric vehicle charging stations across the state. About half of them will be at Quick Trip convenience stores. The idea is to never be more than 50 miles away from a recharge. The initiative will cost $78 million. Wisconsin is gearing up for a busy summer tourism season. Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin says outdoor recreation and festivals are the state's two biggest draws.
We have those signature festivals, EAA, Adventure, and Summerfest, but there's some new ones like Art 64 in Wauwatosa or Harley-Davidson's Homecoming.
Memorial Day weekend travel is expected to be the busiest since the pandemic. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A Brewers win in Beantown. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Boston, where the Brewers beat the Red Sox in front of over 30,000 fans at Fenway Park. The final, Milwaukee 7, the Red Sox 2. Shorthanded, the Brewers started Jared Koenig for the game, but he only lasted until the second. Bryce Wilson came in and settled things down the next 5 1/3 innings, allowing just 2 hits, striking out 7.
You know, obviously there's pressure that comes along with that, but being used to it definitely helps a lot.
Working at Fenway.
That was awesome. Yeah, this is my first time. It was was an incredible experience. Yeah, I loved it. Great weather. I mean, mound's awesome. Just the environment, you know, to get to pitch on a Friday night's, you know, really cool as well. And my first time, I was super excited to come in, and definitely better than my expectations.
A highlight of the evening, William Contreras and his huge home run over the infamous Green Monster in left field in the fourth. Again, the Brewers win game one of the three-game series, 7-2. With sports from Fenway Park in Boston, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, otherwise mostly clear, a low in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, then a couple of storms in the late afternoon, high in the mid-70s. Showers and storms possible again Sunday, high upper 60s. For Memorial Day, some afternoon and evening storms and a high near 70. Currently at 62 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of the program. On the line with us, our old buddy Alex Lawson, the Executive Director of Social Security Works, socialsecurityworks.org or strengthensocialsecurity.org, ALaw202 or SSWorks on Twitter. Alex, welcome back. I understand that the trustees of Social Security and Medicare, and you can tell me exactly how the, you know, what the proper title is for these folks, just released a report about where we're at, how solvent these programs are, how they're doing. What did we learn?
Every year, it's the same thing. We learn that Social Security works. It should be greeted, the trustees report. Should be greeted with great cheers and hoorays every year that this program is so incredibly well managed that we look out 75 years to 2099 to make sure that it's going to be there for us. And it will. It will be there for us. This year, you know, Tom, you know, I've been watching these trustees reports for many years. This was the best trustees report that I've ever seen. There's no way that you can get around the fact that the labor market is booming, wages are going up, and that has strengthened both Social Security and Medicare's fiscal outlook. What that means is the trust fund in Social Security gained one more year to 2035, and the Medicare trust fund gained five more years. But if you were just to read the headlines, which is what most people do, you know, the Washington Post said Social Security running out of money in a decade.
Right.
What? What? Social Security can never run out of money. It has a dedicated revenue stream. But that's the lie. They want people to think they're going to get zero. The truth is that in 2035, the trust fund, which is basically the baby boomers pre-funding their own retirement, will be exhausted. And the reason that that's a little bit early than the projections from 1983 is because of the increase in wealth and income inequality. But what it means is in 2035, there's an automatic 17% benefit cut. So 83% of benefits will be paid if Congress does nothing. That's trillions of dollars, Tom. That's absolutely not running out of money, or the AP said, the go broke date. Imagine just your casual person reading that. They believe that Social Security is going away in a decade. And you know this, but why does the billionaire-owned Washington Post push this propaganda? Because the Republican plans are to cut benefits by 21% right now. And if you compare that to a 17% cut, you're like, no, no deal. But if you don't think you're going to get anything, then you'll be willing to accept less than you're owed. And that's the con that the billionaires are always playing on us. What the report said is the Biden economy is actually booming. The labor market is so strong. If we could get corporate greed under control, that they say is inflation, you know, the wage growth has been phenomenal. And it's been so good that it extended the life, the solvency of the Social Security Trust Fund, which is super rare. But you wouldn't know that reading the press. The way I say it is, we had a decade to tax billionaires to expand Social Security. Now we have 11 years, Tom. We have 11 years where we're going to build our power and address the simple problem, which is not Social Security. The trustees report, it makes it abundantly clear that Social Security works. We have a billionaire problem. They only pay in on the first $168,000 of their wages. Where the vast majority of us pay in on 100% of our wages. For them, it's a tiny infinitesimal percentage of their wages. So the more money someone makes, the less they pay into Social Security as a percentage. That's the issue. It's a billionaire problem, and the solution is incredibly clear. Let's get billionaires, the ultra wealthy, to pay in on all of their income, just like the rest of us do. And then there won't be a 17% benefit cut in 2035. And in fact, we can increase benefits for everyone in this country by $200 a month. The problem is so simple that they have to spend all this money scaring people into thinking that it's much more complicated than it is.
Yeah, yeah. So, Alex, what's your analysis of how Social Security and Medicare would be 4 years from now or 5 years from now, if Donald Trump were elected president versus if Joe Biden gets a second term?
It's incredibly bleak because as we are getting into the time where our plans that we're implementing, right? Like, I'm very confident we're going to tax billionaires in order to expand benefits. The Republicans, on their hand, they're very confident that they're going to cut benefits in order to give tax handouts to billionaires. That is their plan. They put it out every single year. Donald Trump put it in his budget every single year. Donald Trump, as president, cut Social Security benefits. So we know what he'll do. In Medicare, their plan is to just fully privatize Medicare. Just put the insurance companies in charge, destroy traditional Medicare, and then it's just delays and denials as far as the eye can see. The choice on this is so clear. The Republicans also would remove Medicare's ability to negotiate drug prices. They literally are saying, we're going to cut your, so Republicans are saying, we're going to cut your Social Security benefits, we're going to raise your drug prices, and we're going to privatize your Medicare. President Biden is out there. He's talking about this. He's saying we're going to tax billionaires, protect and expand Social Security, and protect and expand and never privatize Medicare. So this is it, there's no gray area here, Tom. It's quite existential at this point. I know it's every election is the most important election ever, but this one just might be. The future of democracy is at stake. Obviously, there's so much at stake, and Social Security is definitely one of those right in the center of the agenda because there's so much money and those billionaires just can't stop trying to steal it.
Yeah, the big New York banks want to administer this rather than having the government administer it. If they can just skim a tiny percentage off trillions of dollars a year, they can get rich, rich, rich. What's the status right now of Medicare privatization? In the last couple of years, we surpassed half of Americans who are on Medicare being on Medicare Advantage, or so-called Advantage, these private plans that are run by the big insurance companies. Is that trend continuing, and is there anything in sight that, for example, people on Medicare get these sales pitches from the federal government, the annual booklet that says, oh, here's all these great Medicare Advantage plans. You go to the Medicare website, they're pitching Medicare Advantage plans. Is any of that going to change?
You know, this is one of those ones where you have to sort of, it's bleak, Tom. I don't want to lie. It's bleak, right? When 51% is average, so in some places it means total market domination, right? Like 51% is nationwide. But in some markets, you know, there's 70% Puerto Rico. It's 96% of the market is privatized. So when they get market power, they only, you know what they do. We all know what they do. They just squeeze every nickel they can out of it. And that means hurting and killing people by denying them care. The trend towards privatization was accelerating, especially really hit the gas under Trump. Trump put in place a whole bunch of policies that really pushed people into choosing a Medicare Advantage plan. The Biden administration has put some things in place that slow that down some, but it's going to take a lot more in order to actually slow that down more. The quote unquote good news is as Medicare Advantage has gained so much market power, they're just acting just abhorrently. And they can't hide that, right? People are dying. Constituents are writing into their elected officials all the time. Republicans like Senator Lankford from Oklahoma, I mean, that guy grilled United Health and others on the collapse of rural hospitals, because that's one of the first things that goes under the privatized system is rural healthcare just disappears. And so there is a growing awareness that we need to not only put the brakes on this, but actually change policy so that we level the playing field and people have a real choice between traditional Medicare and, you know, these corporate insurance privatized plans. Right now, the corporate plans, they're paid more by our taxpayer dollars, right? We pay more for worse benefits for people. But what the insurance companies, they're pretty sophisticated at ripping people off. So what they do is they pass along some of that extra money to the people. And so when people, you know, it has the word Medicare in it. So people just assume that it's the same thing, right? They don't know that it's not the same thing, but it seems like it's just costs less. We need to do a lot more to educate people about the dangers, and we need some policy fixes that level the playing field. And that is going to take time. The trend is slowing. So that's the good news. It was accelerating into a fully privatized system. And now we are seeing a slowdown in that, but we need to reverse it.
Yeah. Alex, you got 30 seconds. What can people do to help protect Medicare?
Right now, I think the most important thing is get out the information that there's two choices. You know, the President Biden and the Democrats, they're fighting to protect and expand Social Security and tax billionaires. They're fighting to lower prescription drug prices. They're fighting to protect and expand and never privatize Medicare. Trump is going to cut Social Security and give tax handouts to the billionaires. The Republicans in Congress have plans written down: raise your drug prices, cut your benefits, and privatize your Medicare. We need everyone to understand the stakes of this election.
Amen. Alex Lawson, socialsecurityworks.org. Alex, thanks so much. It's always great talking with you.
Thanks, Tom.
Appreciate it. We'll be back with your calls. Stay tuned. It's 18 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where smart people get their news, and I'll be right back with what's on your mind right after this.
And
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
We got fired a lot of times for different reasons.
Oh, nice.
And we got fired so many times, it was the only press that we were able to get in this town. And one of the stories had us pictured on the cover.
Wow.
And
so we did that. We did a little interview. Paper came out on a Sunday. We got fired the next day.
Tune in while you still can. Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
From Los Angeles to Columbia, South Carolina, from Birmingham, Alabama to Baltimore, universal basic income programs are chalking up proof after proof of their viability. Basically, just giving people, low-income people, poor people, somewhere between $500 and $1,500 a month, no strings attached, is lifting people out of poverty, getting them back on track, getting them into solid middle-class jobs, helping their children tremendously. This works. Now, we don't have to do UBI in the United States. We're the only developed country in the world that doesn't have a national health care program. Health expenses are whacking a lot of low-income people. We're the only country, developed country in the world that doesn't have free college education. Education expenses are whacking people. There's a lot we could do. We can subsidize housing. We can subsidize food. We do that with food stamps. We could expand it to benefit from this. There's a whole report about that over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Johnny in Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Johnny, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how are you, Tom?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
There's something that we have to make sure that everybody remembers, because the media is not going to do this for us. If you remember the night of the debate with Hillary, Trump paraded a bunch of women in front of her who had accused Bill Clinton.
You're right. There were three or four of them sitting in the front row of the auditorium. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that.
Right.
Yeah.
And he did this knowing that he just paid off a porn star.
Right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
This guy's a piece of work.
He really is. That's called chutzpah. You know?
Yes.
So are you suggesting that if Trump and Biden debate, that Stormy Daniels should be sitting in the front row?
Yes.
I'm wondering, you know, over 20 women have accused Donald Trump of raping them or sexually assaulting them. I'm wondering where they all are. I'm guessing that most of them are just kind of hiding out because they're afraid of ending up like Paul Pelosi. You know, they don't want to be attacked by Trump's fascist minions, having people come after them with hammers. But are you up on that? Do you know what's happened to all those women who claimed that he had raped them?
Well, I think one was going to file suit, and she got scared off.
Yeah. Well, that happened to that 15-year-old, you know, the woman who was a teenager when Trump raped her. She came out and gave testimony and was ready to go to court, and then she and her family got threatened by one of these right-wing militia groups, and she went back on everything she said. She just suddenly, so.
Yes, I'm wondering how all these women feel now that he paraded them in front of Hillary. How do they feel now with the latest event?
Well, they were Republicans. They probably still feel fine about it. You're talking, I'm forgetting their names now. It just, you know, Ken Starr is so politicized. Ken Starr and his assistant, Brett Kavanaugh, politicized that whole thing. Johnny, thank you for the call. It just got nuts. On the other side of this break, Bernie Sanders is going to drop by. He'll be just with us for about 10 minutes. And then on the other side of that, I'll be picking up more of your calls. So stay tuned. We're going to have a nice little conversation with Bernie, and then we'll carry on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. The United Nations International Court has ordered Israel to halt all military operations in Rafah amid Israel's brutal war with Hamas. Former United States Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Mick Mulroy says the order has limitations.
This is binding, but there is no way to enforce it. It does create more pressure that Israel is just going to have to deal with. And of course, the United States is too, as its most significant strategic partner.
Many across the country got a jump on Memorial Day weekend on Friday. ABC's Lauren Glassberg in New York City.
And I remember when I was a kid coming to Coney Island.
John Rodriguez rides up and down the boardwalk, taking in the view of the surf and the sand.
This is like the best place to be in Brooklyn.
That's where Sadie Kingswell and her mom found a prime spot.
Go on the beach, celebrate the summer.
Technically, summer doesn't start today, but it sure feels like summer.
It's summer. It's summer.
Summer actually starts June 20th. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Committee is turning up the pressure on the Secret Service to move the designated protest area during the summer's national convention in Milwaukee farther away from Fiserv Forum. The RNC is even accusing the Secret Service of not properly addressing security. It claims the convention's security perimeter could open attendees up to a risk of violence. Black voters could hold the keys to the White House this year. Black voters turn out at higher rates than other people grouped by race, but Rashawn Ray of the Brookings Institution says they don't vote as a monolith.
There are some people who would rather stay at home than vote for someone who they don't think aligns with their particular politics and their cultural values.
Black voters are overwhelmingly Democratic. Only about 10% consistently vote for Republicans. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, otherwise mostly clear, a low in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, then a couple of storms in the late afternoon, high in the mid-70s. Showers and storms possible again Sunday, high upper 60s. For Memorial Day, some afternoon and evening storms and a high near 70. Currently 57 degrees.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at Hartman Report. And welcome back. Senator Bernie Sanders is on the line with us. Hang on just a minute. I got to push a button here. I'm so used to having people come on by video. Senator, welcome back to the program.
Good to be with you, Tom.
It is always such a pleasure and an honor to be talking with you, Senator Sanders. I should just note, you are the chairman of the U.S. Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, the HELP Committee, the author of several books. Your latest, It's Okay to Be Angry About Capitalism. You've announced you're going to run for re-election this year.
For better or worse, that is true. I am going to run for re-election.
I love it.
Tom, I just want to take this opportunity to thank you. You and I have known each other for, many decades now, huh?
A couple of them, yeah, a couple decades.
And you lived in Montpelier, Vermont for a while?
Yep.
Yeah. So thank you for the great work that you and your team are doing.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Senator. It's been an honor. In the 11 years that you were on our program, every Friday taking calls was just a wonderful thing for us and for our listeners. And I have to say, you know, you have single-handedly almost transformed America in so many ways. Your influence goes so much farther than just, you know, Vermont or just the Senate even. So I tip my hat to you.
Well, I don't know if that's true, but I thank you very much.
Okay. So let's talk about some issues here. First of all, the news broke today. I guess there was a hint of it yesterday from Axios that President Biden is withholding 2,000-pound bombs and 500-pound bombs from Mr. Netanyahu. Your thoughts on that and what's going on right now in Gaza?
Well, I mean, I think it's absolutely the right thing to do, but I think it should only be the first step of a series of measures that need to take place. Look, Tom, I gotta say that almost on a personal level, this war in Gaza has been just a horror, and I almost literally dream about it every night. It's on my mind, and what it is. What it's about is, I think we all know the story. We know that Hamas is a terrorist organization that killed 1,200 innocent Israelis, took over 200 people into captivity. They want to establish an Islamic State, destroy Israel. Bad news organization. But I think we also know is that while Israel had a right to defend itself against Hamas, it did not and does not have a right to go to war against the entire Palestinian people. And that is exactly what Netanyahu and his right-wing extremist government have done. And it's not widely reported, you know, but when you put it all together, the kind of devastation that Netanyahu has brought to Gaza is almost unprecedented in modern world history. You're talking about 35, this is an area of 2.2 million people, small area, small population, 35,000 people already dead, 77,000 wounded. That is over 5% of the entire population dead or wounded, and 70% of those people are women and children. And then when you talk about what's going on in Gaza, there has been a systematic effort on Netanyahu's part to displace 80% of the population, driven from their homes to go to unsafe, unsanitary, crowded areas. Almost 60% of the housing has been damaged or destroyed. Their civilian infrastructure, that's water, electricity, almost completely destroyed. There's no electricity now, or very little, in Gaza. Their healthcare system, systematically destroyed. Almost all of the hospitals are now inoperable. And as I understand it, every single one of the universities, 12 universities in Gaza, have been bombed. And you have kids, you know, the overwhelming majority of kids are not going to school right now. So it has been a devastating attack against the poor people. And I think throughout this country, people are standing up and saying, you know what, we cannot continue to fund this right-wing extremist Netanyahu government. And that's how I voted, and that's the fight that I'm waging right now.
What are your thoughts on Speaker Johnson and apparently Chuck Schumer inviting Netanyahu to come speak? I would think typically as a head of state that such an invitation should come from the president, and President Biden doesn't seem to be quite happy about this, although I haven't heard him say anything about it.
Well, I think it's disgraceful. I think Netanyahu is more responsible than anybody else for this horrific war in Gaza right now. Throughout the world, his actions have been condemned. There are, you know, some question about whether or not he's going to be charged as a war criminal. And a pretty strong majority of the American people are very unhappy about his policies in Gaza and his war machine. So why he would be invited to address the United States Congress is something that I do not understand.
Yeah, well, we saw this happen when President Obama was president, and it was just a purely partisan thing, it seems. You're the chairman of the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, and I understand you're you're doing some serious work there on the cost of prescription drugs. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, we have had some success, taking on the power of the pharmaceutical industry and the insurance companies is not easy. They're very, very powerful, and they've gotten their way forever, which is why here in the United States, we pay by far the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs. But we've had some success in the last year or two, and the Biden administration has done some good work in this area. If you are a senior citizen with diabetes, you're not going to pay more than $35 for insulin. And the work we did on our committee will suggest, I think, that many people around America are going to see a reduction in the price they pay for insulin. That's good. My committee has worked hard with success in getting three out of the four major inhaler manufacturers for asthma inhalers, COPD,